Hi, wherever you're listening to us, I hope you're doing well. I'm Hari Arakli, and this is One Thing Today in Tech. In today's episode, find out why TCS sacked 16 employees, but first, a few headlines. After losing the IPL streaming rights, which has contributed to its loss of some 20 million subscribers, Disney Hotstar set a new world record for concurrent viewers on Saturday, when 35 million people logged on to the digital platform to watch the India-Pakistan cricket match in the ICC World Cup. As many of you would know, Disney is said to be in talks seeking a strategic partner or a buyer for Hotstar in India. Apple may announce new iPads tomorrow, 9to5 Mac reported over the weekend. The iPad Air, iPad Mini, and the base model iPad are expected to be refreshed with incremental improvements to their specifications, according to 9to5 Mac. In One Thing Today, Tata Consultancy Services, India's biggest IT services company, has concluded an internal investigation into complaints of jobs for bribes with respect to hiring contract workers, the company told the stock exchanges in a statement yesterday. TCS has sacked 16 employees and moved 3 others based on the findings of the probe, the company said in its statement. Okay, let's rewind a bit. Many of you will remember an investigative piece by Mint newspaper from June that brought to light a jobs for bribes investigation within TCS. And you'll remember a week later, at the company's annual general meeting of shareholders, Tata Group Chairman N. Chandrasekaran confirmed that an investigation was on based on 2 whistleblower complaints that had been received in February this year, one pertaining to India and the other in the US. We learned that this was about certain company executives favoring certain firms that supplied business associates in return for bribes, which at that point had not been quantified. Chandrasekaran had added, at the time, the company had quote-unquote banned 6 employees and that TCS was investigating 3 others. The investigation was being led by a senior company executive in India and by an independent external firm in the US, he had said. We'd also learned that the staff involved were from a team called the Resource Allocation Group or the Resource Management Group, dealing with some 1,000 staffing firms that provided business associates in 55 markets. Yesterday, the company reported that its investigation found 19 employees to be involved. Of those, 16 have been separated from the company for code of conduct violations, and 3 have been removed from the resource management function. TCS hasn't provided details about the involvement of the 3 who remain in the company but have been moved to different roles. And 6 vendor entities, their owners and affiliates have been debarred from doing any business with TCS. The company is putting in place additional governance measures, including regular rotation of personnel holding key roles in the resource management function, better analytics on supplier management, periodic declarations by vendors on compliance to the Tata Code of Conduct, and a Know Your Supplier process to cover additional declarations, and audits of the company's vendor management process. In its statement to the stock exchanges yesterday, TCS said again that there's been no fraud by or against the company and there's no financial impact, reiterating its first statement on the issue after the Mint newspaper article on June 23rd. According to TCS, what happened was a breach of the company's code of conduct by certain employees and vendors supplying contractors. No key managerial person of the company has been found to be involved, according to the statement. It's been something of a bumpy ride for TCS this year. First, Rajesh Gopinathan, Chandrasekaran's protege, abruptly resigned from the post of CEO in March, and then this investigation became public. TCS will be looking to put this chapter firmly behind it. K. Krithivasan, who replaced Gopinathan as CEO, is a company veteran of 30-plus years, who previously led TCS's biggest business unit, banking, financial services and insurance. Krithivasan may now get a chance to look ahead and focus on growth at a time when the crisis in the Middle East has made the outlook for the sector even more uncertain amid a global economic slowdown, while concerns about a US recession seem to be easing. TCS doesn't provide any projections, but let me point out a few numbers from its latest earnings results. contribution of America to total revenues has fallen from 54.3% a year ago to 51.7% at the end of the 3 months ended September 30th. It's really TCS's performance in the UK that's been shoring up its numbers. Revenue in September quarter fell a wee bit from the previous quarter in US dollar terms, but for the last three quarters, revenue has been more or less flat at about $7.2 billion. At the end of Q2 this fiscal year, TCS reduced its headcount by more than 6,300 employees. And attrition, meaning staff churn, has come down too to a very manageable 14.9% from 21.5% a year ago. Qualitatively, TCS is seeing maximum caution among customers in the US and EU, Chief Operating Officer NG Subramaniam told analysts in a conference on October 11th after the company released its earnings results. Both markets basically didn't grow during the quarter. An almost 11% growth in the UK was what helped the company's overall performance. Demand for cost cutting has translated to large traditional outsourcing deals, the CEO added, resulting in three successive quarters of more than $10 billion in total contract value of the order book that TCS reports each quarter. This number was $11.7 billion for Q2. Revenues are flowing in from new projects, Krithivasan told the analysts at the conference, but they are getting neutralized due to cost cuts and downsizing in other ongoing projects, as well as from projects that end and then not renewed. There you have it. And that's one thing today in tech. You can find all our podcasts at ForbesIndia.com and on your favorite podcast app. I'm Hari Arakli. Thank you for listening.